Mission Network News, 1 minute version, Tuesday, April 5th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. Unfortunately, we can't name the country. We can't tell you the man's name. As tensions are running high in this mostly Muslim nation, Christians' lives are in danger. That's why Christians are being asked to unite in prayer for a man who was arrested and reportedly is being tortured for his faith in Christ. He's a Muslim who converted to Christianity and headed up the work of Strategic World Impact. And international aid is providing additional aid to help the victims of the recent earthquake in Indonesia. The 8.7 quake killed more than 1,000 people on Nias Island alone and damaged countless buildings, some of which had already been repaired following December's tsunami. IA is providing the relief through Christian churches with the hopes of sharing Christ. Go to our website if you'd like to help. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Mission Network News is now podcasting our 4.5, 2 and 1 minute newscasts. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on MNN to go. It's free. I'm Greg Yoder.